flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A fun fact about Ryan Buckley, this song by Steve Winwood, Higher Love, the last song they played at his wedding before they divorced.
Before we left the venue.
Oh. Although, actually, that's not quite true. So
it makes me sad.
My wife walked down the aisle to, like, a very soft and different cover of Higher Love. That's
really?
Not the upbeat one. It's like, can't remember the guy's name, but it's slow paced. It's like, it's perfect for it. So we were going to kind of bookend it. It started with that and it ended with that. And then my jackass brother, who was drunk, requested Sweet Caroline from the DJ. And we're like, what?
And now everybody's singing along.
Well, everyone was singing along to Higher Love. And we're like, we're done. And then, we're like, this isn't, okay, fine.
Good times. I didn't know Steve Winwood was such a big part of your life.
I'm a big Yacht Rock guy.
Yeah, me too. Have you watched the Yacht Rock?
I haven't yet. I've heard amazing things and I plan to.
It's great. There's a Yacht Rock doc on, is that Netflix?
I think it's on HBO Max.
Is it HBO Max?
I think it's Max.
So good. So good. Much love to that genre. All right, well, Ohio State just won the college football championship. I don't know if you guys saw that. That probably makes Duck fans feel a little better.
Well, the Ducks won a national championship too, the Wolf Rating Championship, remember?
Yeah, I do remember that. But
we're claiming it now.
I mean, seriously, you're a Duck guy. Doesn't it make you feel a little better Ohio State won it? I mean,
you know,
a little bit?
Meringue was asking me about this too. I'm the kind of person that once my team's out, I don't really care about how you justify, oh, it's better for the Ducks because this team, like, I don't like to play that game. Like, we're out, we didn't win. But there is, I guess, some solace. Like, well, if you're going to lose, at least it was the eventual champion.
Well, and it probably makes you feel, I guess it lessens the bruised ego regarding the blowout.
Like, if they went and got thumped by somebody else,
yes,
that would have been
then
tough.
You're like, ooh.
Yeah, because Duck fans still have this notion, well, if we'd played anybody else, we still probably
correct
would have won.
And that may be true.
And you can hold on to that, at least with this result for Ohio State.
Hey, whatever makes you feel better.
Sure.
But look, I would say this about Ohio State. This team, when we look back in 10 years, this team is going to be a wild roster. They have some studs, and I think it makes Oregon's team look pretty good. I told this to Joey the other day, and we'll have him on again tomorrow, but I think this Oregon team that you just saw, it's going to, I think it is going to age well as well. In other words, we're going to look back on this team and go, whoa.
That team was really good.
That team was stacked.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true of Ohio State.
Yes.
So there's the, so Wall Street Journal had this, that there is this bro, this analytics guy, and let me get his name here. He, Brewer? Ryan Brewer. He's an analyst, associate professor of finance at Indiana University Columbus. And he does this with college football programs. He is giving them valuations. So in other words,
Indiana University Columbus, that's
yeah,
in Ohio.
I know. I don't I just
yeah,
read it
I
as, and I glossed right over it. But the he so he does he puts valuations on college football programs. And he says, and I want you to guess, now I don't see Oregon on here because they don't, in this article, they don't actually put the full list, which is why I can't tell you what he evaluated Oregon at.
Right.
But Oregon is not in the top, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8.
Does it say what elements go into the valuation? Because, like, it's tough. Like, I feel like so often people are like, people have been saying this year, oh, Ohio State's $20 million roster. Like, are you, when you say the whole program, you mean the facilities and all, and like all of the media stuff that comes with it and all of that? Like the whole.
He looks at top line revenues, growth, and drivers of cash flow, and makes projections about the sustainability of the operation, just as he would with any business.
Okay.
He's just looking at it like a business, which I think is the right way to look at it, because that's the era we're moving into, finally. And he says it is not a mere one-year snapshot. He combed through years of data for all 131 major college football programs, from the heavyweights all the way down to Louisiana Monroe. Then, after breaking down everything from television viewership to trends in enrollment, his spreadsheet finally spit out an answer. And Ohio State is the highest valuation, which surprises me. I thought maybe it would be Texas.
Sure.
But it is barely Ohio State.
Is Texas two?
Texas is two.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They're very close. Would you like to guess how much? Because again, so for reference, for those that don't follow, the Commanders, the NFL team, sold for
$7 billion.
Billion or something?
Yeah, seven, I think.
The highest valuation in pro sports is the Cowboys at like 10 or 11 billion.
Yeah.
NBA teams like your Blazers right now, 2.5 to 3 billion. So what would the Buckeyes be worth?
Man. And there's, and like, I don't know how you weigh like the alumni effect and kind of the tribalism and like how staunch that fan base is. But I'm just trying to compare it, I guess, against an NFL team. I don't think it's going to be.
Do you think it's over a billion?
That's kind of where I'm circling, is like right in that range. It's like, it's not going to be $8 billion, but if you told me it was a billion or 2 billion, I wouldn't be surprised.
The answer is
$2.2
billion. $1.96 billion.
Okay, not bad.
Very close. Yeah. So these college programs are worth, and by the way, this is just football, because if you add in the other sports, you're losing a bunch of money. So this is just football. But these college football programs are worth, some of them are worth as much as professional sports franchises. And that's kind of, I mean, and they get the eyeballs, you know. So Texas is number two. So it was Ohio State 1.96, Texas 1.9 billion, and then Michigan at 1.66 billion. Those are the top three. And then following that, six other programs: Georgia, Notre Dame, LSU, Penn State, Tennessee, and Texas A&M. Those were the only ones over a billion.
I buy that for all of those.
Yeah.
I mean, that all sounds right.
Is there a program, if I told you?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If I made you say, well, what is the program most likely to be over a billion that's not on that list? What would you say? Might be Oregon.
Yeah, give me the list again.
Okay, so these are over a billion. Right. Ohio State, Texas, Michigan, Georgia, Notre Dame, LSU, Penn State, Tennessee, and Texas A&M.
Yeah, I would also say Alabama is the other one.
Or Florida.
Yeah, Florida too. But I'm thinking about the recent championships and just how big they have become in just the landscape of college football. I would think that Alabama is a billion-dollar program too.
Yeah, well, they're not.
How about that?
You little bitch.
It's on my program.
So next year, of course, schools will be allowed to pay their athletes. What is it, like $20 million a year or something? And so this guy is saying, this Brewer guy, he is expecting athletic departments to tighten their belts in a lot of different areas. Coaching staff salaries that ballooned, that's going to be corrected. And listen, I'm telling you, eventually college football programs, they're going to have private equity ownership. They are.
And those PE firms are already lining up trying to make it happen.
Yep. They're circling.
Was that what that Redbird Capital or whatever it was that was trying to be the first? Was talking to like 70 different ADs?
Yeah. They were trying to do their own league.
Yeah.
But that's going to help smaller schools. Brewer even said that. He said, you know, the private equity thing is going to help smaller schools because smaller schools, you can get a smaller amount and maybe it's not over 50%. They don't run everything. You still run it, but you get that infusion of capital. That's just huge. Whereas, you know, I don't know. It's wild to think of the Ohio States and Texases with more cash, like private equity. But for them, I would wonder if it would be a situation where you now have too many cooks in the kitchen. And when you get that big a capital for those big programs, if the downside isn't way worse than for the smaller schools where it's a smaller number and you still run your operation. You know what I'm saying? Like you, if Ohio State turns over its operation to private equity, who knows what happens to that program?
And that's just the thing is like there may be bigger money that's out there wanting to be involved, but then does the shape of everything that we know start to change?
But then if you're a smaller school like a Washington State, private equity helps you immensely. You still run it like, you know, in its current form, and they have input, of course, but you get that cash. It's like a win-win. Whereas I think the bigger ones, you know, it's like Phil Knight. I mean, Oregon already has an owner basically with Phil Knight. So what's the difference? Not that much of a difference. That's what's coming. All right. What's next, you ask? Oh, I know. We haven't talked about the best part of the Ohio State-Notre Dame game. And it didn't even happen during the game. We haven't talked about it yet.
I don't know if I know what you're talking about.
Well, you're going to find out next on The Fan.